Hurricane Ian's devastation in Florida. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Recovery efforts underway in Florida after Hurricane Ian caused mass destruction in places like Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio discussing the devastating impact Ian will have on those communities on ABC's This Week.
This is a character-altering event. It'll change the character and the nature of these communities. They'll be rebuilt, but you can't rebuild something that a slice of old Florida and bring it back. It'll be something new, but it won't be the same, and that's the most heartbreaking part about it from an economic standpoint. Obviously, the human toll is still being calculated. That has no price. It's extraordinary, and we fear that number will continue to rise.
At least 68 deaths have been attributed to Hurricane Ian, 61 in Florida. President Biden will be visiting Florida on Wednesday after he travels to Fiona-ravaged Puerto Rico on Monday. He promised to send federal aid to impacted areas for as long as it takes. Ukraine is reclaiming their territory that other countries say Russia illegally annexed. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Ukrainian troops are making fresh territorial gains in the east as the war grinds on and the threat of nuclear weapons remains on the table.
Heavy fighting continues in Bakhmut as Ukrainian soldiers hold their positions. Russian forces have focused their efforts on the small town in recent weeks, while the civilian population tries to evacuate. Russian President Putin claims the people living here are now Russian citizens, though his troops relentlessly shell their roads and villages.
Pope Francis condemning Russia's nuclear threats. The two top finishers in Brazil's presidential election are headed to an October 30th runoff. Leftist former president Lula da Silva will face far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro, who outperformed expectations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
With the midterm elections fast approaching, New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin denounces Governor Kathy Hochul's crime policies on Fox's Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. Zeldin is facing Hochul in New York's gubernatorial election.
Crime wave Kathy. And New Yorkers want to feel safe on our streets and in our subways. We saw the attack on the EMT in Queens. This woman was out on her lunch break, unprovoked attack. She was murdered. And then the next day, while we're all mourning that loss, we read about a steam fitter who got fatally stabbed on an L train.
A football legend discussed his recent health struggles Sunday. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
During Sunday's NFL on Fox pregame show, Terry Bradshaw addressed worries about his health, having displayed shortness of breath and struggling to stand in recent broadcasts.
In November, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
The Football Hall of Famer underwent surgery and treatment and was deemed cancer-free, but he fell ill again in March.
Now we find a tumor in my left neck, and it's a Merkel cell tumor, which is a rare form of skin cancer. So I had that surgery done.
After another round of surgery and treatment, the 74-year-old Bradshaw says he's cancer-free, telling fans that while he may not look like himself, he certainly feels more like himself.
In Portland, Oregon, residents there criticizing local officials' handling of the homeless crisis.
We spoke with Portland resident Jillian Rose, who passionately shared her fears over the area's homelessness crisis at a city council meeting on Wednesday. She says these homeless encampments are dangerous and have human feces, open drug use. But Portland's Democratic mayor, Ted Wheeler, appeared to scoff or laugh when she finished her comments. The latest numbers show more than 5,220 people are homeless in the Portland area, and that's attacks, up from about 4,000 in 2019. And those numbers are likely higher by now.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.